Lynn Fay is the mother of Jody Fay, a Park City Education Foundation board member. Even so, Lynn says she didn't realize what the Education Foundation does to support and fund educational programming for Park City School District students like her grandchildren. So she figured many other grandparents probably didn't know either.
We've now got a grandparent group with the Ed Foundation, so any donations that come are part of that 501c3 through the Ed Foundation.
Thursday's event is the fourth grandparent gathering hosted by the Education Foundation's Grandparents Group. It's a cocktail party featuring Park City School District Superintendent Dr. Jill Gilday, who will talk about the district's master planning efforts, school board president Andrew Kaplan, and two school district principals. Lynn says the event is free to attend, but she hopes grandparents consider donating to the Education Foundation.
My feeling is grandparents often have more discretionary income than their children who are raising their grandchildren. And so if you have discretionary income, if you come and you hear what's going on in the schools and realize what the Ed Foundation does for all our children, you'll want to give if you can. And if you can't, it's fine.
Lynn also suggests supporting schools by volunteering.
I do the science fair. I do the book fair. You can do Park City Eats. You know, there are so many ways. Read with Dr. Seuss. And many other ways that grandparents can get involved. And even if they just are educated and go out and are advocates for our schools.
Park City Education Foundation Grandparents Gathering is 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th, at the Fay's home in Park Meadows. More information is available at the Park City Education Foundation's Facebook page. The Education Foundation puts around $1 million into Park City School District programming each year, including after-school programming and teacher-requested grants. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.